cold steel beneath the tips of his fingers. He remembered the shot then, a needle at the base of his neck, a quick stab, cold liquid rushing under his skin into the muscle. Then Porter forced his eyes to open, the heavy lids fighting him, dry, burning. He tried to rub them, his right hand reaching out only to be pulled back when the chain at his wrist went taut. His breath caught, and he forced himself to a sitting position, his head spinning as the blood rushed out. He almost fell back.
Whoa, easy, Sam.
The etorphin will work out of your system quickly now that you're awake. Just give it a minute. A light blinked on, a bright halogen aimed squarely at his face. Porter squinted but refused to look away, his eyes fixed on the man beside the light, the dull, shadowed shape.
Bishop?
Porter barely recognized his own voice, the dry gravel of it.
How have you been, Sam?
The shadow took a step to his right, turned over an empty 5-gallon paint bucket, and sat.
Get that damn light out of my eyes.
Porter yanked at the chain on his wrist. The other end of the handcuffs rattled around a thick pipe. Water, maybe gas.
What the fuck is this?
Anson Bishop reached over to the light and turned it slightly to the left. A shop light, mounted on some kind of stand. The light struck a cinder block wall with a water heater in the far corner, an old washer and dryer along the far side.
Better?
Porter tugged at the chain again. Bishop gave him a half smile and shrugged. The last time Porter saw him, his hair was dark brown and close cropped. It was longer now, and lighter, unruly. 3 or 4 days of scruff marred his face. His business casual attire was gone, replaced by jeans and a dark gray hoodie.
You're looking a little ratty, Porter said.
Desperate times.
He couldn't change his eyes, the coldness behind them. His eyes never changed. Bishop pulled a small spoon out of his back pocket, a grapefruit spoon, and twirled it absentmindedly between his fingers, the serrated edge catching the light. Porter didn't acknowledge the utensil. Instead, he looked down, tapping the metal beneath him with his index finger.
Is this the same kind of gurney you chained Emery to?
More or less.
Couldn't find a cot?
Cots break.
A dark red stain pooled out from under the gurney, a deep blemish on the filthy concrete floor. Porter didn't ask about that. His fingers came away sticky after touching the underside of the metal. He didn't ask about that either. A few shelves lined the wall to his left, stacked full with random painting supplies, cans, brushes, tarps. The ceiling above was constructed of wood, 2x6 boards spaced about 16 inches apart. Exposed electrical wiring, water pipes, and air ducts filled the space between.
This is a residential basement, not a big house. Older, though. That pipe above your head is shielded in asbestos, so I wouldn't recommend chewing on it. I'm guessing the place is abandoned because your light there is plugged into an extension cord running upstairs to, what, some kind of battery pack? Not a generator, we'd hear that. You didn't bother with any of these plugs along the wall, so that tells me the power isn't on in this place. It's also cold as balls. I can see my breath, so the heat isn't on. Again, that points to an abandoned house. Nobody wants to risk frozen pipes.
Bishop appeared pleased with this, a thin smile edging his lips. Porter continued.
Wall to wall, this house is fairly narrow. That suggests a shotgun home. Considering you wouldn't want to be in one of the trendier neighborhoods where residents have Starbucks, the internet, and tend to report known felons to the police on sight, I'd say you're more likely to stick to the west side. Maybe some place like Wood Street. A lot of empty houses on Wood.
With his free hand, Porter reached for his gun under his thick coat, but found only the empty holster. His cell phone was gone, too.
Always the cop.
Wood Street was a good 15-minute drive without traffic from his apartment on Wabash, and Porter had been a block from his house when he felt the stab in his neck. Of course, this was all a complete guess. But Porter wanted to keep Bishop talking.